Thank you, Madam Chair. Welcome, distinguished Madam Minister and members of your delegation. I am going to take up Article 12, and here are my statement and questions. The state's efforts to reduce maternal mortality are commendable, including initiatives targeting early pregnancies, unsafe abortions, and the expansion of adolescent reproductive health education and services. These efforts are supported by the integration of family planning into maternal care and enhanced community outreach. Additionally, there are ongoing discussions about potentially allowing adolescents aged 16 to 18 to access contraceptives without third-party consent, with the goal of comprehensively improving reproductive health services. But despite these efforts, challenges persist for women and girls in Rwanda, especially those with disabilities who face difficulties accessing sexual and reproductive health services due to widespread discrimination and inaccessible healthcare facilities. Misconceptions among healthcare providers who often treat them as asexual or incapable of consenting result in poor and discriminatory care. This situation underscores the urgent need for more inclusive health services and better accommodations. While Rwanda has expanded legal grounds for abortion and unsafe abortions continue due to restrictive laws and social stigma, although many health centers have midwives trained in post-abortion care, indicating a potential to expand safe services, Rwanda law currently restricts abortions to medical doctors, which, coupled with the doctor shortage and high costs, limits accessibility. Proposals to allow mid-level health professionals to perform abortions could significantly enhance access and reproductive health outcomes. As of 2019, Rwanda's adult HIV prevalence stood at 3%, with a higher rate among women. Nearly 94% of pregnant women under HIV testing in 2020, showing Rwanda's commitment to combating HIV/AIDS through mandatory antenatal testing. However, the law's allowance for mandatory testing by undefined competent organs raises concerns about potential violations of rights to autonomy, privacy, and informed consent, crucial to health rights under regional and global human standards. Beyond the points previously mentioned, and in addition to the European Court of Human Rights decision, the Human Rights Committee in its May 2024 concluding observations on the United Kingdom noted that the policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda violates the principle of non-refoulement. A month earlier, UN High Commissioners Filippo Grandi and Volker Turk urged the UK to reconsider this policy, highlighting risks such as evading refugee protection duties, undermining international cooperation, and setting a damaging global precedent. Regarding health, the UK Home Office issued deportation notices to pregnant asylum seekers this year, causing severe stress and leading to hospitalizations. This issue must be addressed by the state of Rwanda to fulfill its obligations under the CEDAW Convention concerning treatment of women and girls arriving in the country within the framework of this agreement. My questions are as follows. What is the state doing to ensure that women and girls with disabilities receive equitable and accessible information and services with full consent on sexual and reproductive health care without stigma and discrimination? Number two, what is the state doing to ensure that healthcare providers are equipped to deliver respectable and inclusive care that recognizes the sexual and reproductive health needs regardless of disability, including through training service providers on sign language? Number three, is the state considering to authorize mid-level healthcare professionals to provide safe abortion services? Number four, Is the state planning to review the law relating to human reproductive health and define therein the competent organs and the circumstances under which competent organs may compel one to undergo mandatory HIV testing? And the last question is, what steps is the state taking to make sure that the UK/Rwanda agreement does not cause significant harm to the physical and mental health of female asylum seekers upon arrival? Thank you very much.